أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All the brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have got another opportunity to perform Salatul Jum'ah and do some zikr, some reminders, and try to understand some key messages from the Quran. So today, inshallah, I recited two verses, two ayat, which mention the word Azmil Umur. So the topic of today's khutbah is Azmil Umur. What is the meaning of Azmil Umur? Genuine determination, an act of courage, which requires a lot of courage from yourself, from your heart, from your soul. So we will try to understand what are those acts. We will cover three acts according to the Quran, which are mentioned in these two ayah. I can say in Arabic, so you will get the gist of it. Sabara, you can see laman walaman sabara, the one who do patience, the one who is patient. Waghafara, forgiveness, the one who do patience in their matters and in his matters, and the one who forgives. Second, forgive. The third, wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu, taqwa. So these three key things which we will understand today inshallah from all these ayat. So the key message today, what are the acts of courage? Azmil Umur according to the Quran and Sunnah. In our daily life, we face different challenges. And definitely to deal with those challenges, those hardships, those problems, those trials, you need courage. Depending upon how severe or what are the difficulties, what you are facing in your life, what you are facing in your every avenue, like at your work, in this society, at your home, in your community. So there are so many occasions where you need some courage in your matters to deal with those problems. And those are not like unique problems, like those are daily routines. We face so many things in daily routines. Definitely there are bigger challenges as well, as a community, as a whole. But individually we face those challenges as well. So we will, and to face those challenges, we need some extra support, emotional support. We need extra courage. Those things are called in Quran Azmil Umur. So that's what we will learn today, inshallah. So the first one, how Luqman alayhi salam described Azmil Umur, we need to see first. So the first thing is sabr. So let's see how, when Luqman alayhi salam was giving advice to his son, his words, whatever his advice, are mentioned as, you know, described in Quran, the way he talked to his son. So let's see. Ya bunayya aqimis salah. First, ya bunayya aqimis salah. Wa'mur bil ma'rufi wanha 'anil munkar. Wasbir 'ala ma asabak. Three steps. Inna dhalika min 'azmil umur. See, 'azmil umur. Indeed, all these three things which we will see now, what? O my son, establish regular prayer. Enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. And bear the patient constancy whatever befalls upon you. Surely this is firmness of purpose in the conduct of affairs. You know the beautiful definition of Azmi Lumur? This is the firmness of the purpose and in the firmness in the of the purpose and in the conduct of affairs. So genuine determination, acts of courage, these deeds, these actions, what are those? So first thing, perform good. So first, what we need to do, what is salah? Perform salah, establish salah. What salah does? It protects you from evil. Inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. So salah, Allah mentions in Quran, establish salah as Luqman alayhi salam is advising his son. So what is the meaning of salah? Like, establish salah meaning protect yourself from evil deeds and perform good deeds. And when you do that, not only yourself, you need to encourage others or assist other people to perform good deeds, and you need to advise them to try to forbid them for bad deeds. So which is amal bir ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. So this is the second advice. When you do that, and all of us, we know, when we try to give some advice to anybody, we need some extra art to talk to people about difficult matters. Otherwise they get offensive and they say something to you and then you get hurt emotionally. So what will happen? So what Luqman alayhi salam is saying, wasbir ala ma asabak. So when you are doing amar bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar, you will face challenges. People will say something bad to you. You will be hurt emotionally. Then what you need to do? Sabr. And then he says, inna zalika min azmil umur. So the definition of azmil umur, three-step process in this one ayah, which ends on sabr. So the first part of azmil umur, acts of courage, is sabr in our life. In all the matters, sabr is not only like you get hurt or you get some hardship or difficulties. Sabr is also defined as like refrain from any sins, refrain from your, you know, to fulfill your desires. This is sabr. You need to be patient on your desires. We need to avoid to carry away with our desires. We don't need to follow all our desires. That requires patience as well. So that's actually the first thing, act of courage, azmil umur. The first part is sabr, patient. We need to have big, you know, we need to implement this in our lives, and we need to work on this. Like, this is genuine determination. This is called genuine determination. This is the topic today from Azmi Lumur. So what is the process? Aqimis Salah, Amar Bil Ma'ruf Wa Nahi Anil Munkar, and Sabr. So that's actually the three-step process. So this is first item which we completed. The second one, forgiving, is the act of courage as well. So now in the ayah we say, we already saw. So look at, when you get hurt, as we saw, when you're hurt emotionally from anybody, from his actions or from anyone's words, someone says something to you, then what is the second part of Azmil Umur? Forgiveness. We need to learn how to forgive. So that's actually the second one. And ayah says, وَلَمَنْ سَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. To exercise patience and forgive the wrong done to you is the proof of genuine determination. So we need to remember the word genuine determination is what? عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And what are those acts? Sabr, number one. Second, forgive others, which requires a lot of efforts from you. You need to destroy your ego. So let's see. And you know, forgiving others is actually the acts and behavior and action from the attributes of the prophets. As Allah says, Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi minar rusul. Therefore, bear with the patience as did the messengers did with firmness of the purpose. Azmil umur. So because the word ulul azam, look at this. Ulul azam, also azmil umur, coming from azmil umur. The people of firmness, the people of determination, ulul azam. Azam, you know azam, like strong, like you're, to achieve your goals with firmness. To stand upon, like steady, like steadfast upon your targets, your goals. So what is this? Genuine determination. There's hadith. Allah ordered His Prophet to forgive the people their misbehaviors towards Him. So we need to learn how to forgive others. It requires a lot of courage. So as we were talking about the acts of courage. So forgiving others requires a lot of courage. So we will see why. Irhamu turhamu waghfiru yaghfirullahu lakum. Show mercy and you will be shown mercy. If you show mercy to others, Allah will show mercy upon you and everybody will be merciful to you. And forgive others and Allah will forgive you. So this is the good deal. If we forgive our daily matters to people who we deal every day, Allah will forgive us, inshallah. So forgiving others is actually contains the secret of happiness in our life and our health. You know, the people who keeps grudge and you know the ill feeling in their hearts, it impacts their health big time. Because your emotions, your soul, everything is connected with your brain. When you are hurt and you are not forgiving people for their mistakes, for their words, or for their actions, then you are keeping that in your body, in your brain, and your health is destroyed. So forgiving others is very healthy for your health. It's scientifically proved. If you search benefits of forgiveness, you will see, inshallah. So what is the second? How you will... So how you will forgive others? The big thing to forgiving others, the big obstacle is ego. Whenever any dispute happens, the key to forgive others is destroy your ego. You need to destroy your ego. Any matters, any dealing, if you got ego, then it's destroyed. So if you search a little bit on ego, you will see amazing quotations. Like, you know, I saw some like killing your ego is actually the beginning of your new life. If you kill the ego, then you will get a new life. And there's another saying, in the war of ego, let's say two parties or two people have ego, this is the war. Who wins? Regrets. Regrets wins. After that, everybody regret. Because of ego, everything is destroyed. Relationship, marriages, families, you know, and then what happens? They regret. So the winner in the war of ego is regret. So we need to avoid the ego in our relationship. So ego, if you are angry, if you are upset and you want to break something, you want to destroy something, you know what? It's ego which need to be destroyed. You need to smash ego. You need to destroy ego. So that's actually, that requires a lot of courage. That's why we are talking about the determination. Genuine determination. The second part is forgiving others. It requires a lot of courage. So that's why it's called azmil umur. The action of forgiveness, forgiving others, is azmil umur. The genuine determination. The third one is taqwa. So Allah says, wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu fa inna dhalika min azmil umur. When, look at the translation of this verse from the beginning. O you believers, will certainly be tested by the loss of your property and lives. And you shall certainly hear from those who have been given the book before you and for those who are politicians like mushrik, much annoying talk. They will talk about you. You will hear that all the time. And this is very practical nowadays. The issue which we are facing nowadays, like hate, is actually very common. And now this is the ayah. You can see. You will hear annoying talks from these people, politicians and the people who are giving books. So what you need to do? Be patient and have taqwa. So what is taqwa? We need to be mindful of others' rights. We need to have harmony in our society. We need to perform, we need to give the rights where they belong. We need to respect each other. We need to respect diversity in this country, in our society, everywhere we live. So this is actually the third part of act of determination. Is third one is taqwa. So the first one is patience. The second one is forgiving others. The third one is piety, piousness, and taqwa. So these three things are called azmil umur. We have studied all these three things today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the action item now? Look at this. So we need to be like three things. We will call it PFP. Patience, forgiveness, forgiving others, and piety, piousness. So if you remember today's action item, PFP, three things. Be patient, forgiving others, and attain piety. So this is actually the message for today's. May Allah make us easy for us, for me first, to follow up on these teachings of Quran, which we heard, or which we learned today. And may Allah make it easy for all of you. May Allah make it easy for all of us to act upon these learning, inshallah. So, and we finish our speech today here. Wa akhiru da'ana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.